You're right. Good evening, everybody. Lovely to see so many of you braving the weather this evening. So before we start, can we just begin in prayer, please? Lord, we thank you for all the blessings you give us, for the strength you give us to overcome difficulties, for the inner peace that you grant us and the knowledge that we are under your protection. We come here tonight to give you our praise and worship. Help us to remember as we sing, you remain the focus of our love and attention. Amen. I'm going to begin this evening with a short video. You may have seen it before, but I always think it always gets to me. It's a video by Dr. S.M. Lockridge. His full name is Shadrach Meshach Lockridge, really. Yet, son of a Baptist minister. So there you go, Nathan, when you have your first offspring. There's the names. Okay. So if we could have that, and then we'll go straight into praise and worship.
The Bible says he's a king of the Jews. He's a king of Israel. He's a king of righteousness. He's a king of the ages. He's a king of heaven. He's a king of glory. He's a king of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Now that's my king. Do you know him? No means of measure can define his limitless love. Well, he's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's impurely powerful. And he's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. For he's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's a fundamental doctrine of true theology. Do you know him? He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captives. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. Do you know him? My king is a key of knowledge. He's a wellspring of wisdom. He's a doorway of deliverance. He's a pathway of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? His light is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Well, I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. He's indescribable. Yeah. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mouth. You can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. And Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's my king. Yeah! He always has been, and he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor, and he'll have no successor. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my king.
So that's a brief idea of who we're singing praises to tonight. So let's stand if you can, and we'll begin with He is the Lord, He reigns on high.
He
Now, in this next four songs, which we're doing together, if you want to dance around, form a conga line, whatever, please be free. But there's still a rule, there's no tambourine.
Loving God.
if you'd like to have a seat. And maybe we can ask Mo to come up to introduce our next song, Ancient Words. Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Yeah, got it in one.
Get up, move around, greet people. And I happened to bump into this young guy called Stephen Jumba. And two or three times after that, over a few weeks, we met and he greeted me and I greeted him. And then one day he turned up in the office of the Jabez Foundation, which was an NGO that God asked me to start up and get going. And he became very interested in the Jabez Foundation, and eventually he came to work and he took over from me, the Jabez Foundation. And when he got to know me a bit better, he told me his story. And I do have on my phone his permission for me to share this with you this evening. He grew up in a Catholic family. He had three brothers and two sisters, and his parents used to make them go to church every Sunday religiously. But his mother had something against Stephen. I think it's possibly that she consulted with witch doctors at times, had something to do with it. When he was about 14 years old, she took him to the police station. He thought he was going back to school, but she took him to the police station, dumped him there in the police station, told the police officers to lock him up, put him away because he was dealing in drugs. And he had no idea what a drug was. But God was with him because he'd been there a few hours when he saw the opportunity just to walk out of the police station. I think the police officers were quite relieved that he'd gone anyway. So he went back home and his mother was quite annoyed and took him off to school. Most kids go to boarding school out there. So eventually he went to university. He graduated with a degree in IT and I knew I'd forget, graphic design. And when he, he's left now university, he decided he was going to leave home and leave Uganda. And he went across the border into Tanzania, where he found it a bit lonely because they don't speak English as their main language. They don't speak Luganda, which would be Stephen Jumba's main language, but they spoke Swahili. So he quickly had to learn Swahili. One day he was walking along the road and he could hear strange music playing. And he eventually found where this music was coming from and he stopped to listen. And eventually looked through this window at this guy playing a piano. And he was engrossed in this noise coming out of this piano. And eventually as the guy stopped playing, he noticed Stephen watching him. So he beckoned him in. While Stephen had been watching, I knew I'd get out of order, while he had been watching, he stood there and he prayed to God and said, "If you can let me learn how to do that, play that music, I will use it for the rest of my life to worship you." So the guy invites him in and he shows him how to play one tune and gave him the lyrics to this tune. And when Stephen shared it with me, it touched me as well. And that song is Ancient Words. I don't know if any of you know it. Ancient Words, but the chorus always gets me. It says, "Ancient words ever true, changing me, changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart." And it did change me because I eventually swallowed my pride. I was not the one organising or getting this Jabez Foundation off and working. It was God working through me. So I can only give God the glory for that and for this song, Ancient Words. Thank you.
Changing you. reveal your love to them. Lord Jesus, your abounding love, pour it out in this place. In your Son's precious name, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Amen.
Thank you for being here with us this evening, Lord. Please let us all feel your spirit, Lord.
You see that name is high.
Please, just take a seat, just for a few seconds. I've chosen most of the songs this evening. Terry has one. So far, so good. And I was trying to look at different facets, if you like, of the Lord. So, anyway, now we're going to do the next... The next ones are all upbeat again. We have, and I'm not sure that everybody will know all of them. We're doing Lift Up Your Heads, O Ye Gates, Your Whisper to My Soul, which is sort of a... Yeah. and the Terry's choice, which is There's a Place. So, time to get up again, dear.
The golden rescue. Sorry? Yeah, that's the music. Yeah. Right, it's another good loud one. Song once again. Since it's a request, I would like to thank particularly the tech team tonight, who have had to cope with writing out words for songs that don't exist on the thing and everything, and the video. So they've done a cracking job tonight. Thank you very much. So. We like to say, the blessings be to you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. So once again, there's still a place. Because of you. Have a lovely evening.
I don't want to go home with that.
Yes, you can make a request for Oh Praise the Name. Yes, we could do that one, yes. Is there tea?
There is tea, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Teas and coffees are served in the lounge. But thank you so much for coming tonight.
you all the way.
Yeah.
When they forgot.
Sorry?
Absolutely forgot.
Oh, don't worry, were you there? I didn't mention. I thought you managed that medley really quite well, considering you changed the taste and stuff. Yeah. Oh, I just love it. I love the present version. Yeah, I'm here, but Jacob's running it. And I think Linda's here.